Why don't you lift your hands with us this morning as she sings this chorus one more time? Why don't you close your eyes?
I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night,
how faithful.
I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them if I could, because through it all,
come on, let this be your testimony this morning.
God's been good.
Come on, if you know this song, why don't you lift your voice with her?
Good in my life. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep at night, I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them if I could, because through it all, good.
Can you testify of that this morning, that God, everything that I've been through, I rejoice in. Woo, I've been
my, I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. When I go to sleep each night, I've had my share of hard times. I wouldn't change them if I could, because through it all,
oh yes,
God's been good.
I'm thankful for His mercy this Sunday morning. And there is truly no other place that I would rather be. I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm thankful that the hand of the Lord has been faithful. Even when I wasn't. Amen. One more time, why don't we give Him a good hand clap of praise? Oh, hallelujah! Oh, you're going to do it, God. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What an honor it is to be in His presence. Oh, and the places that we could be today. But He saw fit that we get to feel Him one more time. Amen. And what a high privilege it is to be with an elder in our lives. And I give high honor to Pastor Crosswhite and this first family. And to all the other ministers that are represented today. And I am thankful whom you may be. I'm thankful that each of our guests have come to be with us. But I do want to take a moment and I want to tell our guests that you worship God the way you know how and He'll do the rest. Amen. And to the church, act like the church. Amen. I'm thankful for Sunday morning that we get to join together. I'm thankful that we got breath in our body enough to say amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say what an honor it is to have my beautiful wife, my children with me this morning. She has to stay back a lot due to family medical reasons, but I'm thankful that they are here. I'm thankful that Heath is with us this morning, a young man that has been with us for almost a year, and we're thankful how far the Lord is bringing Heath. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. And I am going to do my very best to follow what I have felt the Lord say. And I want to go to the book of Luke, chapter number 15.
Y vamos al libro de Lucas, capítulo 15.
And verse number 15.
El verso 15.
And this is a very, very familiar portion of Scripture.
Esta es una versículo muy, muy familiar aquí en la Biblia.
But perhaps today I want to look beyond what we know as a normal parable.
Pero quiero ver más allá de una parábola normal que hemos escuchado antes.
And I want to look beyond what we know as failure.
Y quiero ver más allá del que conocemos como fallar.
He was a rich man's son.
Él era un hijo de un hombre rico.
Who demanded an early inheritance.
Que demandaba la herencia prematura.
His father gave him the inheritance.
Su padre le dio la herencia.
And the son left the safety of the house.
Y el hijo dejó la seguridad de la casa.
And then a troubling scripture that we fly over.
Y luego un versículo bastante problemático de la Biblia que solamente lo vemos por encima.
It would read, and he went.
Donde dice, y fue.
And joined himself.
Y se arrimó.
To a citizen of that country.
A uno de los ciudadanos de aquella tierra.
And he sent him into his fields to feed swine.
Lo envió a sus campos para dar comida a los cerdos.
For just a little while, I want to preach the citizen of that country.
Quiero predicar bajo el título el ciudadano de aquella provincia.
When most people preach the story of the prodigal son, they focus on the obvious parts.
Cuando se predica este sermón, esta parábola, se enfocan en lo que es obvio.
We talk about the inheritance.
Hablamos de la herencia.
We talk about rebellion.
Hablamos de la rebelión.
We talk about riotous, ungodly living.
Vemos cómo no se vive de la forma correcta.
We talk about where he found himself in the pig pen.
Y vemos cómo se encuentra este hombre aquí con los cerdos.
And we'll talk about the father's embrace.
Y hablamos de cómo el padre lo rescata.
And you may be seated.
Se puede sentar.
But hidden between the famine and the pig pen.
Pero mientras estaba ahí con los cerdos.
Is one of the most overlooked portions and most dangerous statements of this story.
Pero aquí vemos una, antes de apacentar a los cerdos, aquí hay algo más que tenemos que ver.
And he joined himself.
En donde se unió a sí mismo.
To a citizen of that country.
Que se arrimó un ciudadano de aquella provincia.
The prodigal left home and he's already wasted everything.
Aquí el hombre dejó su hogar y gastó todo lo que tenía.
Perhaps he has already been the poster boy of failures.
Tal vez haya sido puesto como un joven de todos los fracasos.
It's understood and he's living with it day by day.
Y se entiende y vive con eso cada día.
That he's already made terrible decisions.
En donde ya ha hecho terribles decisiones.
But what happened next.
Pero lo que pasa después.
Was perhaps one of the most dangerous steps that the prodigal could have ever made.
Puede haber sido uno de los pasos más peligrosos que el hijo pródigo hizo.
Because a young man that found himself in an unknown country.
Porque un joven que se encontraba en una provincia desconocida.
Literally attached himself to somebody that knew that country.
Se arrimó a literalmente alguien que era de esta provincia.
And my friend, that is exactly what so many of us do spiritually.
Y eso es lo que muchos hoy en día hacemos espiritualmente.
It's when conviction starts pulling at us.
Es cuando la convicción se empieza a ir.
Instead of running back to God, we find people that make the distance feel normal.
Y empezamos a acercar a personas que piensan que la distancia con Dios es normal.
You gotta notice the order of the text this morning.
Usted tiene que ver el orden del texto aquí.
He did not wake up from his father's house in the pig pen.
There was a progression of understanding that now I have wasted everything. I have thrown away my dreams.
He dejado todos mis sueños.
I have allowed myself to do what I said I would never do.
Me he permitido hacer lo que dije que nunca iba a hacer.
And then the progression of a slippery slope.
Y luego vemos que la progresión de aquí.
Would now find himself to wake up in a pig pen.
Lo llevó a despertarse en un lugar junto con los cerdos.
The pig pen was not anything more than just a reality of the destination from the attachments.
El chiquero de los cerdos era lo que le destinaba por haberse arrimado con esta persona.
Because what and who you attach yourself to is eventually what's going to identify who you are.
Porque con quien te arrimas, eso eventualmente va a demostrar lo que tú eres.
It's where the famine would expose the need of hunger.
Aquí se ve y se expone el hambre que tú tienes.
But it's the hand of a citizen of an unknown country.
Pero en la mano de un ciudadano de esta provincia.
That would reach out his hand.
Que iba a alcanzarlo a él.
And would direct a young man's future.
Y direccionaría el futuro de este hombre.
I want you to hear me right now. One wrong attachment.
Quiero decirle que una relación mala
can lead you down the road that you said you would never go to.
Te va a llevar a un lugar donde tú nunca quisiste ir.
It will determine who you become.
Va a determinar lo que tú te vas a convertir.
That citizen gave him employment, but he never gave him restoration.
Este ciudadano le pudo dar empleo, pero no le dio restauración.
That citizen gave him work, but he never gave him purpose.
Este ciudadano le pudo dar trabajo, pero no le dio propósito.
That citizen would give him a field, but he would never give him a future.
Este ciudadano le pudo dar un sentimiento, pero no le puede dar un futuro.
I never read in the scripture where the citizen ever tried to give him to go home.
Aquí nunca leo la escritura que se trató de llevar a la casa.
Instead, he said, "I will put you deeper into this country."
Sino que lo puso profundamente en esta provincia.
And I will cause your identity to blend with this country.
Que tu identidad se arrime a la identidad de la provincia.
Because the enemy will always provide companionship in rebellion.
Porque el enemigo siempre va a dar compañía y rebelión.
But it will never offer restoration.
Nunca va ofrecer restauración.
Now I want you to hear me, guest and saint alike. The world will celebrate your departure from God.
El mundo siempre va a celebrar que tú te apartes de Dios.
But it will never heal the wounds that was created from your departure.
Pero nunca va a sanar las heridas que se sacaron por esa.
Oh, you're quiet this morning and that's all right.
Usted está preguntándose qué va a pasar aquí esta mañana.
One of the greatest misconceptions in the parable of this young man.
Uno de los conceptos erróneos aquí de la parábola
is the deception that he was accepted in the country that was unknown.
Era el engaño que estaba permitiendo él cuando llegó a esta provincia errónea.
Because we confuse acceptance with love.
Porque confundimos la confusión con amor.
The citizen accepted him by duty.
El ciudadano lo aceptó por la tarea que tenía que hacer.
Love tells people the truth.
El amor le dice a las personas la verdad.
Love warns.
El amor te da cariño.
Love protects.
El amor protege.
And love restores.
Y el amor restaura.
That's why when you walk into the house of God,
por eso es que cuando tú caminas a la casa de Dios,
and the preaching feels hard,
y la prédica se siente un poco dura,
the preaching feels rough,
la predica se siente extraña, es dura.
It's because sin will never hate you enough to reject you.
Es porque el pecado no te dio odió lo suficiente para rechazarte.
But the Holy Ghost loves you enough.
Pero el Espíritu Santo te ama lo suficiente.
To try to pull you from where you've been to where God destines for you to go.
Para sacarte de donde estás para ir a donde el Señor te destina a estar.
Sin loves you enough to destroy you slowly.
Y el pecado te ama lo suficiente para destruirte poco a poco.
But the mercy of God loves you enough to pull on you and pull on you.
La misericordia de Dios te ama tanto que te agarra y te empuja hacia él.
Until you are face to face.
Dice cara a cara.
with what you have entertained.
Con lo que tú has entretenido.
The citizen would accept him into the field.
El ciudadano lo permitió que estuviera en sus campos.
But never loved him enough to say, hey, there's bread at my table instead of the corn husk.
Pero nunca le dijo, oye, acá hay pan para que tú comas, sino que comieras de los cerdos.
He gave him a job, but he had never become his father. God, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. The citizen would give him the ability of survival. But the father gave him belonging.
Pero el padre le dio pertenencia.
The citizen gave pigs, but the father gave purpose.
El ciudadano dio cerdos, pero el padre dio propósito.
The citizen would give a wage, but the father would still restore an inheritance.
El ciudadano podía dar otra cosa, pero el padre daba la herencia necesaria.
I got to beg with you this morning that the prodigal wasn't starving for food. He was starving for the companionship of what he left.
El prodigo no estaba hambriento de comida, sino estaba hambriento de personas, de acompañantes.
There are so many people that have become so full of everything except God.
Hay muchas personas que se han llenado tantas cosas menos de Dios.
And we are starving.
Tenemos hambre.
For a move of God.
Por un movimiento del Señor.
While we are playing. While we are playing with our own mindset that I will never be enough for God to touch.
Y nos ponemos a jugar con nuestra mente diciendo que no vamos a ser lo suficientemente dignos.
Regrets. Regrets and fear and doubt.
Rechazos, miedo, duda.
Surely began to set in the mind of the prodigal.
Se empiezan a poner la mente del hijo pródigo.
And the prodigal was okay, I believe, with being in that state for a little while.
El pródigo estaba bien que estar en esa situación.
Sister Dallas, the young man knew what it was like to have plenty.
Este hombre sabía lo que era tener de todo.
And perhaps, Brother Powell, for the first time in his life, the prodigal had to understand what it was like to go without having what he was used to having. Because the enemy will always find what is plentiful.
Porque el enemigo siempre va a encontrar lo que es pleno en ti.
And began to slowly strip away the identity of what we was used to and what we're comfortable with.
Y va a empezar a quitar tu identidad, lo que tú realmente tienes en tu interior.
And how many times do we come comfortable to church?
¿Cuántas veces nos ponemos cómodos en la iglesia?
And we don't allow God to reveal what he is desiring to pull out.
No nos damos cuenta de lo que el Señor quiere poner en nosotros.
We become citizens of a strange country.
Nos convertimos en un ciudadano de una provincia extraña.
When we begin to alienate ourselves from things that God desires to do in our life.
Cuando nos alineamos con cosas que el Señor quiere hacer en nuestra vida.
But Brother Chad, I wonder how many times that God was willing to work, but we was too busy orchestrating what God should have done.
¿Y cuántas veces hemos estado muy ocupados que nos enfocamos en lo que Dios quiere trabajar en nosotros?
God, you didn't work the way that I thought you should have.
Señor, no trabajaba en la manera en la que deberías.
So God, I'm going to find myself in a comfortable place, running from what I know is right.
Así que Señor, voy a correr de lo que tenía que hacer y voy a hacer lo que tú me dijiste.
And for a moment to be entertained in the strange country.
Y nos ponemos a entretener un momento en la provincia extraña.
Amen. The mercy of God is a beautiful thing.
La misericordia de Dios es algo hermoso.
But Brother Chad, when he hung on the cross and he died for me and you.
Pero cuando él estuvo en el Calvario y murió
por mí. What's
your
name, buddy? Chris. When he died for me and you, it wasn't an easy thing.
Cuando él murió por mí y por ti, no fue algo fácil.
What's your name, bud? Liam, it's nice to meet you. My name's Tim. But the mercy of God, it's, has God ever been merciful to you when you know you didn't deserve it? Bro, I've made so many stupid mistakes that I shouldn't be here today. But I'm thankful that I didn't get stuck in the place when I walked away from God and whenever I started making mistakes.
Pero qué bueno que no me quedé ahí cuando empecé a hacer errores.
I'm thankful that, Chris, I didn't attach myself to what I desire to identify me. I'm thankful that I was able to find a place of mercy.
Qué bueno que no me arrimé. No,
y'all are quiet this morning. Sister Lauren, I'm thankful. I believe you was raised in church, right? Have you made bad mistakes and you've had to say, God, I'm the one that made the mistake, but God, I need mercy today. Oh, here we go. There's a place that God desires for us to go to. Because we can get entertained with what we attach to. And that entertainment, brother, it can be people that tell us, hey, just live that way. Just do what you've been doing. It's all right. We serve a merciful God. Amen. I believe. I believe that we serve a merciful God. But I also believe that we serve a God that restores. Amen. I'm no mechanic, but it don't take a rocket scientist to tell that when there is rust on the body of a vehicle,
no soy mecánico, pero cuando
you don't just paint over the rust.
No puedes solamente pintar el óxido que tiene el auto.
You cut the rust out.
Sino que quitas el óxido.
You get rid of the corruption.
Te deshaces de la corrupción.
And then you replace it.
Y luego lo reemplazas.
Oh, help me, Jesus. With what only can cause it to be restored again.
Puede causarte estar restaurado otra vez.
And don't get me wrong, there's going to be memories and there's going to be effects of the rust.
Yo sé que van a haber efectos por este óxido.
Just like the effects of failure and the effects of sin.
Como los efectos del pecado, del fracaso.
And it's the memory of them things.
Y son la memoria de estas cosas.
People, don't suddenly stop praying.
La gente no solamente de un día para otro deja de orar.
Listen, please hear me.
Pero escúcheme ahora.
Pastor Crosswhite, I had no idea what you was going to teach in Sunday school.
Pero no tenía idea, Pastor Crosswhite, lo que iba a enseñar hoy.
People don't stop suddenly praying.
La gente no solamente deja de orar así como si nada.
But they attach themselves to voices and vices
sino que se arriman a voces y vicios
that make prayer unnecessary.
Que hacen a la oración innecesaria.
The young man is enjoying his life.
El hombre joven aquí está disfrutando su vida.
And I have to beg with you right now
tengo que decirle
that the young man did not just suddenly lose his convictions.
Que este hombre no solamente perdió su convicción, sino más.
But when you go into a strange country,
cuando vas a una provincia extraña,
you attach yourself to people that influence you, and these are the people that mock your convictions.
Te arrimas a personas que se burlan de tu convicción.
God help me. And I was laying in the bed last night,
estaba acostado en mi cama anoche,
holding my little 2-year-old tornado over here.
Mi tornado de dos años aquí, que está por ahí.
And I began to think, why?
¿Por qué?
In such an important story in the Bible.
En una historia tan importante aquí en la Biblia.
Was there just one sentence, one scripture?
Solo hubo una escritura.
That was given to such a pivotal character.
Que fue dado algo, un punto muy importante aquí en la historia.
Because the only thing that I understand about this man.
Porque lo que entiendo de este hombre.
Was that the young man attached himself to the citizen of that country. How many of you by the showing of hand could testify that before the Lord touched you your life was a mess.
Tu vida era una basural, algo malo.
Oh, Pastor Crosswhite, before the Lord intervened on my behalf as a young man,
interviniera en mi vida siendo joven,
I was a wreck.
Era un desastre.
As I was laying there last night,
mientras estaba acostado anoche,
It was around 4:30 or 5 in the morning. I woke up. And I was dreaming that I was this young man. And I began to question, why was there no information about the citizen of the unknown place? Why was he only described as a citizen of that country? Because I identify that country and that citizen with rebellion. The Holy Ghost never mentioned his name. Because there will always be another that citizen. It's another addiction. It's another relationship. It's another compromise. It's another voice. It's another influence. It's another distraction. It's another far country. My friend, the faces can change. The name can change. The methods and the performance can change. But you better hear me right now. The Spirit stays the same. The Spirit's waiting to destroy you. The Spirit is waiting for hurting people. It's waiting for those that have become discouraged. It's waiting for the wounded. It's waiting for the prodigals. But let me tell you another side of the prodigal this morning. There comes a greatest shift in the scriptures. And that is when he came to himself. The famine couldn't change him. The pig pen couldn't change him. The husk and the lack of food couldn't change him. But eventually the reality broke through. It broke through the deception. It broke through the voice. And for the first time, he came to himself. And he looked around him and said, how did I get here?
Y se preguntó, ¿cómo yo llegué aquí?
Ah, hallelujah. We may see it
tal vez lo veamos
as a place of regret,
como un lugar de rechazo.
But I see it as the beginning of repentance.
Yo veo como un lugar de arrepentimiento.
Don't you discredit somebody that has walked away from God, that has caused a mess of their life, when they come to the altar. They know there's things they're not proud of. But when you get a prodigal that starts running back to God, that starts saying, I need a change. Don't you discredit that. Don't you overlook that. Don't. Just because they don't line up overnight, you better rejoice as there's a realization that we're the citizen offered nothing more than survival. That's where God started delivering the emptiness. That's where the production of labor, bah, hallelujah, it turned into a place of fulfillment. I gotta get back home. I gotta get back to where there's bread. I may never be anything again to my daddy. I may only be a servant in my dad's house. But I'd rather be a footman. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I wonder how many of you can rejoice about how far that the mercy of God has brought you. Amen. Because of further away.
Porque tal vez estuviste muy lejos.
The further away that he was from the Father's house.
Que tan lejos que estuviera del Padre.
At that moment,
pero en ese momento,
the greater the revelation was in the young man.
Mientras más lejos estaba, más grande fue la revelación en la que se dio cuenta que estaba.
Well, Brother Maine, you preach it too hard. Brother Maine, you don't know how far from God I have been.
Usted no sabe cuán lejos he estado de Dios.
Rejoice with me, my friend.
Pero regocíjese conmigo.
That my story didn't end there.
Que mi historia no terminó ahí.
Pastor Crosswhite, I'm thankful that there's a scripture that it said that my tongue is a pen of the ready writer,
right,
and that God is still writing my story.
Y que aún así el Señor sigue escribiendo mi historia.
That we can testify about the goodness of how far God's brought us.
Y que podemos predicar y testificar de la bondad de Dios.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to say it this morning.
Lo voy a decir esta mañana.
The world will offer fulfillment for a few moments.
El mundo te va a ofrecer llenamiento solamente por unos momentos.
Because bread eaten in secret.
Porque el pan
is sweet.
Es dulce.
And stolen waters are sweet. Yeah. And bread eaten in secret is pleasant.
Estos panes extraños, estas aguas extrañas son dulces.
But bien, the end of it.
Pero el fin de aquello.
The end of it is nothing more than regrets.
Que rechazo.
In my mind, as I was dreaming and I was in the pig pen,
mientras soñaba,
the only thing that I could look out and see was people that I disappointed.
Pues solamente veía la gente que decepcioné.
I didn't see the fulfillment of an occupation.
No vi como un llenamiento de mi ocupación.
I seen how far I was.
Sino que vi qué tan lejos yo estaba.
I began to hear the voices of sermons that I've heard before.
Y empezado a oír las voces de sermones anteriores.
And I began to visually see the hand of people that reached for me.
Y vi visualmente cómo las manos de las personas me intentaban alcanzar.
That I neglected.
En donde les fallé.
In the dream, I wasn't paying attention to the pigs at that point.
Y en mi sueño no estaba prestando atención a los cerdos que tenía.
But there was a realization about how far I was from God.
Pero me di cuenta cuán lejos estaba de Dios.
And then It was almost like my wife came and shook me to wake up. It was like I was physically feeling a shaking. And Sister Crosswhite, thank you for that song this morning. Because no matter how bad it gets,
porque no importa cuán mal esté,
I've been blessed beyond my wildest dreams.
Más bendecido que mis más grandes sueños.
No matter how far I was from him.
No importa cuán lejos yo estaba de él.
Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy.
No te regocijes de mí, oh mi enemigo.
For when I fall,
porque cuando yo caigo,
it's not a if, it's a time situation.
No es si es que caigo, sino es un tiempo de.
It don't matter how pure you are. It don't matter how holy you are.
No importa cuán puro, cuán santo tú seas.
There's going to come a moment, Brother Pirtle,
va a llegar un momento,
where every one of us,
donde cada uno de nosotros,
Brother Chris, that we are susceptible to being the young man.
Vamos a ser susceptibles.
Every one of us.
Cada uno de nosotros.
Brother Crosswhite, I hate to say this, you're the pastor.
Puedo decirlo, pero usted es el pastor.
But if I reach over, you're a big old dude, don't smack me. If I reach over and I pinch you, still gonna hurt. As much as I hate to say it, he is still susceptible to failures. Just as you and I, the young man made a decision to not only leave the father's house, but he also made a decision to defy what the voices had convinced him of. Oh, I need somebody to hear me this morning. Don't you allow the voice to convince you that it's okay to stay where you are. I believe there was a memory that rose up in the young man.
Tal vez una memoria que este hombre joven pudo tener.
It was a memory that I am not a citizen of this country.
Que se pudo acordar diciendo, yo no soy ciudadano de este lugar.
And I'm closing right now if somebody wants to play.
Si alguien quiere tocar el piano.
It's the memory.
Esa memoria, ese recuerdo.
That I have a place to go to.
De que te acuerdes, oye.
Brother Diego, I don't have to stay here. I can go back to my father's house where there's plenty of bread. I may only be a servant, but I wonder today, when's the last time that you have sought and you have desired to be in the presence of God?
Estar en la presencia del Señor.
Church folk, we take it for granted that we're in his presence every week. But we have no memory of what the Father's house is supposed to be like. Sometimes I think that we just carry everything to the altar and all the burdens to the altar, but we never usher it with thanksgiving. God, I'm thankful that you still take me in. God, I know that I'm going to get filled today. It's the memory of how far that you've brought me. It's not the memory of the feel of the party and the high life. It's the revelation that finally set in, and I'm closing. It's a realization that I need a change in my life. I need to go home.
Necesito irme a casa.
I need to find a place.
Necesito encontrar un lugar.
That will cause me to change.
Me va a causar cambiar.
Young men, young ladies.
Joven, jovencita.
What if today's the day that God will change your forever trajectory?
¿Qué pasaría si hoy sería el día que el Señor cambie tu trayectoria para siempre?
But I'm too worried what people think.
Yo estoy muy preocupado de lo que la gente va a pensar.
I'm too worried to move.
Estoy muy preocupado de moverme, de hacer algo más.
There's something troubling in the scripture.
Hay algo problemático aquí en la escritura.
That I found last night.
Me encontré anoche.
When the young man.
Cuando este joven.
Took off to his father's house.
Se fue a la casa de su padre.
I don't find where the citizen came searching for him.
No llegó en ningún momento en donde el ciudadano lo buscó.
I don't find where the citizen sought him out.
No veo ninguna escritura donde el ciudadano lo trató de buscar o hacerlo regresar.
I don't find where there was wonderment from the citizen nor the tear falling down his face.
No encuentro ciudadano llorando queriendo que esta persona regresara.
But I do find.
Pero sí encuentro.
A father that would stand in the driveway,
un padre que estaría ahí en la carretera,
probably an everyday thing.
Probablemente en todos los días.
One day, in anticipation, I'm going to see my boy walking down the road.
Pensando en que aquel día vería a su hijo caminando aquí.
Yeah, he's made a fool.
Sí, tal vez haya cometido un error.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me how far he fell.
No me tienes que decir cuán lejos se fue.
That's still my boy.
Pero sigue siendo mi hijo.
That's still the one that I love.
Él sigue siendo a quien yo amo.
And that day,
y ese día,
that his father stepped out into that drive. And began to see a familiar shadowy figure walking down the road. There wasn't a faint wake up. There was an exuberating. There was an adrenaline that hit him. That's my boy coming home. I believe that that father dropped his coffee cup and took off running. Because it said that he bade for the best robe and put the ring on his finger as a signet. Kill the fatted. My boy's come home. Because a citizen of the other country never sought to restore.
Nunca buscó restaurar.
I want everybody to hear me, guest and church alike.
Quiero que todos aquí me escuchen.
God's still seeking for you.
Yes. El Señor aún sigue buscando por ti.
God's still waiting on you.
El Señor sigue esperando por ti.
And today, he's not out there holding out a whip. He's not the taskmaster. He's the broken-hearted father that's full of exuberating exhilaration. Would you stand with me right now? And when you step out from where you are and you say, God, I'm not worried what it sounds like. I'm not worried that I look like I've been in the pig pen. But God, I'm running to the altar. God, I'm running to where there's bread. I'm running back home. Come on, why don't you move out of that pew and why don't you come around this front with your arms extended? Come on, elders. Come on, young people. Come on, guests. God, I need you.
I'm glad you see.
Come on, would you move this morning? Come on, he loves you.
A hopeless case and be an empty place.
Come on, that's it. Had it not been for your grace, God,
where would I be?
Come on, lift your voice with me.
I'm glad you see through eyes of love a hopeless case and be an empty place.
Yes,
if not for grace, amazing grace. Amazing grace, amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I once was lost,
but now I'm found. an empty place. If not, where would I be? Where would I be?
Where would I be?